It's Monday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. The Roman station today is San Crisogono. The collect is at San Giorgio in Villabro, where we were before at the beginning of Lent, maybe because Chrysogonus also was venerated as a soldier saint. St. Chrysogonus was martyred near Aquileia during the persecution of Diocletian. His cult took root early in Rome, and his name is included in the Roman canon, along with that of St. Anastasia, whose relics were also brought to the city. San Crisogono may be one of the first built in Rome originally as a church, rather than something that developed from a house church or a cemetery shrine. It stood near the city's great wharves in a district once crowded with workers, shops, and constant activity. The first church rose here in the 4th century. After centuries of use, it was replaced by the present building, begun in 1123. Its cosmatesque floor, among the very finest in Rome, dates from that period, though much of the interior was later reworked in the Baroque age. The church is entrusted to the Trinitarian Fathers, who were founded to ransom Christians from Muslim captivity, even by offering themselves in exchange. A side chapel here holds the incorrupt body of Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, who died in 1837. In the Vetus Ordo today, the first reading recounts Jonah preaching repentance to Nineveh, and the Ninevites do penance and avert destruction. In the Gospel, however, the Lord himself preaches, and his hearers reject him. From The Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh, about Passiontide. With Passion Sunday, the Church begins to place greater stress upon the account of Christ's redemptive death. She seeks to fill our minds with thoughts of his sacred passion. I use the words greater stress, for the memory of our Savior's death is actually the main object of Christian worship. Does not St. Paul say, "As often as you shall eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again"? The holy sacrifice of the Mass, then, is the solemn proclamation of Christ's holy death. As often as we gather for Mass, it is to voice our conviction. Christ died for us. The blood of his sacrifice flows even today for our souls, and the flesh of his sacrifice is this very day our nourishment unto divine life. I use the words greater stress, for throughout the whole of Lent, the theme of suffering is present, though in a much different manner than that proposed by current piety. It is the battle of Christ with hell, his wrestling with the devil for the souls given him by the Father. That is one of the major veins of thought which run through the entire season. Recall again Lent's three main phases. The first Sunday, Christ and the devil, Christ on the defensive. The third Sunday, the strong man and the stronger one, Christ on the offensive. Palm Sunday, Christ victor and king in his sacrificial death. Remember, too, that this battlefield was not finished 1900 years ago. It continues till the end of time. This Christ, struggling, battling, winning, is the mystic Christ in his body, the Church, and in his members, individual Christians. So Lent is a holy crusade in which we are active participants, not merely pious observers. Collect for Holy Mass and the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech you, make holy our fasting, and graciously lavish upon us forgiveness for all our sins. Oremus, sanctifica quaesimus Domine nostra iunia, et cunctarum nobis indulgentiam propitius largire culparum. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.